USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no word from President Trump as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is asking President Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address until after the partial government shutdown is resolved. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News this is exactly what's wrong with the Democratic Party.
This just underscores what we've been saying. Until they start focusing on the country and not just on stopping the president, I don't know how you can reach an agreement with these folks. So hopefully that's going to change.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have been killed, and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
You can't just assume that this was some lone wolf who knew how to put together this device on their own. They carried it out without any coordination. ISIS claimed responsibility very quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped two pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Fake news strikes again. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Washington Post had to warn people that fake hard copies of their newspaper were being distributed around downtown Washington, D.C. The Post saying there were fake print editions circulating as well as a website designed to look just like the paper. People were seen outside the White House and Union Station handing out the fake copies, which falsely read that President Trump was abruptly leaving office. The Post says it's looking into the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sent a strong message to Airbnb after the company announced in November that they would no longer allow Israelis to list properties in Jewish communities in the West Bank. DeSantis said he's suspending the authorization for state employees to use Airbnb for reimbursable travel expenses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General nominee William Barr appears to be on a smooth path to confirmation after a two-day Senate hearing. The second and final day of Barr's confirmation hearing featured witnesses arguing for and against the nominee. Former Attorney General Mike Mukasey called Barr experienced and well-qualified to lead the Justice Department. In the next couple weeks, a Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on whether to recommend Barr's confirmation to the full Senate. Meanwhile, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli believes Barr did do a great job.
Frankly, if you just talk in terms of pure performance, he did spectacularly. I mean, even, to use the old Olympic jokes, even the Russian judges thought he did okay. You know, when Dianne Feinstein and Cory Booker and Sheldon Whitehouse are saying good things about your performance, they're not saying, well, I'll vote for him. But to get anything that positive out of the other side is impressive. And look, he was an impressive choice to begin with. It's kind of hard to argue with someone who's already been attorney general. You know, nobody's saying he isn't qualified, et cetera. It comes down really to politics for these votes. But yesterday was a lot of substance, and he did really very well, very impressive.
In matters of substance, how do you think he handled questions about the Mueller investigation and his role in it should he become Attorney General?
You know, from the perspective of getting through the Senate, I'll be tactical for a moment. He hit him out of the park.
Cuccinelli was speaking there on C-SPAN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.